Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She pays attention. She praises. An image she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor.
And we're back. Thank you guys all for your continued support for the Madeline and Mommy Show. And today we've got Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki coming up at 4:10. And then we have a special guest caller scheduled to call in at 4:20 with a really great cause. His name is Alex Duran of the Fitwise for Kids. Really exciting stuff coming up today. So don't go anywhere because we'll be right back. Hello, hello. Oh, and we're back. Technical difficulties. Thanks for hanging in there, guys. So exciting. It's almost 4:10. We just got a few minutes left, but I want to remind you that we are still accepting online videos for Mad's Fashion Show coming up this fall. Tentatively, we are penciled in for the Florida Kids and Family Expo, which has been moved once again to December. I think it's 4th and 5th of December at the Orange County Convention Center. But, you know, I'm always looking to have more events in other locations, talking back and forth with different people. And I just spoke to Niso from the Flamingo Water Park Resort today. Big shout out to Flamingo. I know they were closed down for 3 months during this pandemic. So we're talking to them, and we'll keep you up to date on what we're going to do about Matt's fashion show. But mark our words, we're definitely having a fashion show. Don't you worry about that, because we are missing all our models and designers and parents and everybody. And also, we are casting currently. We're filling some spots in our movie that we're getting ready to film next month. Again, yes, the third time. Some great works in progress take a while to do. And you know what? I've heard of producers that have taken years to produce a movie. And it's just going to be even better. So we're excited about Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage. If you're at all interested in being involved in our live event, or possibly being casted in a role for the Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage movie, you can send an email with your headshot and your details to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. That's madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. So, yeah, we're definitely looking for people. We need models, designers, vendors, volunteers, gosh, well, we've got probably about 12 parts we're casting in our movie, recasting. So, yeah, we're looking for extras. We're always looking for models. So reach out to us, and you'll hear back from one of us, either myself or my daughter, Madeline. Let's take another quick break. We're going to listen to a quick song here, Praying, and then we'll be back this coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Don't go away.
Well, you always let me through.
And that's what everybody needs to do right now, is get down and start doing some praying so that we can change the world back to the way things used to be. All right, looks like Miss Nikki's on hold, so we're going to switch over and say hello, because it is time for coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
Oh, man. We're good. How are you, Miss Nikki?
I'm hanging in there. It's hot, though. It's definitely summer in Florida.
That's the thing. It is so hot today. Oh, my goodness. It's almost just best to be confined to home during this pandemic, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the air conditioning this time of year for sure.
But it's raising havoc on your garden.
Yes, it did. I did try planting some stuff through seeds, and they sprouted, but then the nice rain, too much rain, and the very hot sun kind of killed a couple. So I replaced them. It's cool.
Trust me, I know. If it weren't for the worms and the bugs chomping on all my stuff, I'd have a way bigger garden. Oh, my goodness.
I definitely feel you. I have a huge grasshopper that it's only one, and he just munches all my plants.
That's all you need is one. They're hungry.
That's
little
true.
Critters. So funny. So, anyways, oh, man, I want to give Madeline a big, huge shout-out. Miss Madeline, happy belated birthday, and thank you so much, Miss Nikki, for coming down to Madeline's birthday party and shooting all those beautiful images for her for her 12th birthday.
Yay, I know. Happy belated birthday. It was so much fun. I loved it. I know my daughter, Ariana, had a great time. The girls were just, they were super cute and in the, you know, in the grass skirts and their legs.
The whole luau team, yes, they were killing it. Very cute.
Yes. I'm going to give you guys kudos now because I think the best part was really the cake and ice cream.
The what?
The cake and the ice cream.
Oh, the cake and the ice cream. Good thing we filmed that on the Madeline Mommy Show YouTube show. It's awesome.
It was really good.
Yay! Thank you. We worked hard. Glad you liked it.
And just to let everybody know, Ellen makes the best pulled pork on the planet.
Oh, geez. You know what?
Okay, so I'm taking a poll to all of our models and to all of our vendors that come. We need to rally and make her make it for us for the shows.
You guys, you and Kristen. Kristen came with Anaya, too, another one of our little models. She's so beautiful. And you know what? Y'all are crazy. You think I'm going to sit down and cook all that food for you guys and then put the fashion show together? Ooh, man, girl.
That's what you
I
have.
I thought doing a pop-up show at Lottie Dot Kids Spa was a challenge. Now, that would be a real challenge.
No way. You could do the pulled pork. I know.
You know what? Here's the good part about it. Because that would make you assist me through all of that.
Oh, yeah, I do that anyway. So it's just a couple more things that I have to do.
Oh, boy, just a couple? Okay. That's funny. But you know what? At the same time, I appreciate the compliment, Miss Nikki. Thank you. I'm glad you like my cooking.
I do. It was very, very good. And I know that that us being your production crew are going to tease you about that because, you know, we do love it. And we do.
Oh, I know. Even Miss Kristen said, you know what? You showed a complete different side of you to me. I had no idea that you were like this so domesticated, blah, 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 blah. I underestimated you. I'm like, oh, boy. Yes, because I don't want people knowing all my secrets.
Well, your pulled pork should not be a secret. It is very, very yummy.
You know what? And honestly, and it's just no big, huge secret. It's the beauty of a crock pot, and that's it. You know, I seasoned it. I let it sit with the seasoning on it for a day. And then I put it in the crock pot on low for like 8 hours. This was a gigantic pork shoulder, like almost didn't fit, so big. And I have one of those big, double wide crock pots, too. It's not just like a little round one. It's a big crock pot. And I literally, with the lid, luckily the lid was kind of domed because it took every bit of all of that, the lid space, everything, to stuff that pork shoulder in there. And I cooked it on low for 8 hours, and then I put it in there for on high for another 3 hours. So I cooked that thing for 10, 11 hours, and then kept it on low the whole time during the party. And then I shut it off and I put it in the fridge. And then the next day we wanted it again. So put it on a low for like another hour or so. It just kept getting better. The more you cook it, the better it gets.
Oh, man. And it was really good. I'm just saying, I think I had like 4 helpings.
The crock pot does all the work, though. That's the thing. If you have a crock pot, you can't go wrong.
Nope. I have one, too. I have a couple of them. I love my crock pot.
Just a little bit of liquid in it because there was quite a bit of fat, which what I ended up doing was skimming. You're supposed to skim the fat off, you know, and then the meat should be fork tender where you can just flake it apart, and it was. So, yeah, we had a nice time. Enough about that, though, and I want to stress the fact that Lasting Impressions by Nicole came out, and they did the photography work once again. How can we find you on the internet for bookings? I know you're available and you're doing photo shoots again.
Yeah, we are open. I have been open now for about a month or so, and I already have clients coming in, so that's great. It's nice to get out and about. We do take COVID-19 precautions while we are photographing our beautiful families. So we do wear masks, we spray lots of hand sanitizer, and we do the 6 feet spacing because we can. So it's great. But the best ways to find us really is on Facebook at Lasting Impressions by Nicole. You can find us on Instagram at lasting.impressions by Nicole. And you can also visit our beautiful website at www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com. And those are just some 3 quick ways to, look up and find us and reach out because we are coming back.
I know you're doing a lot of work. You guys you're booked all the way into next year for weddings and events. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
God bless you. Good for you. You deserve it. You've worked hard. You and your husband both.
Thank you.
I know Ryan over there at LIN Media, he's making some moves. Really excited about Unbiased Opposition.
Yes, I am just crew. But he is really the director and the producer, and he is the editor. He is doing so much. I am just pretty sure that
it's a great idea, great concept. And he's doing a lot of work, really proud. We've gotten his fan page up and going. He's got some fans on there. Everybody's very excited to see the pilot for that show. That's going to be a great show, Nikki. Really exciting stuff. We had a lot of fun working on it. And even Miss Madeline stepped up to the plate. Like, our kids were in on it. Your daughter was in on it. Everybody did very well. And looking forward to seeing, because I'm excited that Ryan's the host. And he's going to be changing up the panel, from show to show, which is good. Keeps it fresh. Great concept. Great idea. Very excited for Ryan. Keep up the good work, Ryan. Big shout out to Ryan, baby. Yay. Also, I wanted to bring up the fact that we were talking about. Yeah, exactly. That's exciting. Talking about, Lasting Impressions and LIN Media. You guys are doing a lot of good stuff and reaching out into the community and, doing your part to help out as well. We were talking about cooking and foods and things like that, and I wanted to bring up the fact that that was actually the only non-vegan dish at our party. Because I have relatives. My mother-in-law is a vegan. So we had, wasn't it amazing to see? I love doing that because you come up with so many side dishes and so many different things that don't have any meat products, that they're vegan products. And our table was full. Our table was full of food, and then we had the meat over on the side.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you, guys, Ellen can make a sweet-looking steamed watermelon. Like,
oh, Jesus. Okay,
so
now we're talking about skills that I didn't even know that I had, okay?
Yeah.
I probably didn't even use the right knife to do it with, but you know what? I made it happen, Nikki.
It was great.
The things we do for our children. Oh, yes. I carved a watermelon and I carved a pineapple now.
Yes, and they were great. I got pictures of them too. So everyone check it out.
You got some great images of all of that craziness. But what my point was is you don't have to have meat. meat was more like a side item at that party because we had so many, vegan dishes there. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Salad. And I think one of my favorite and cutest things was the kids loved it. They loved it.
Yeah.
And that was their shark-themed punch.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, we did things with fruits and vegetables and a lot of healthy side dishes. And which really comes into play with this next guest that's on the line here. So we're about to switch over and talk to him right now. Miss Nikki, and so you'll have to listen in on the show. Yeah,
I sure will.
Big,
I love
very exciting.
I love hospitality.
Yeah, because Alex Duran of the it's Fitwise for Kids. They actually have their own certification for kids group fitness. So really excited to talk to him. Seeing how I've been in the business working at health clubs all my life. And you know, all the kids that we are associated with and, in the midst, I don't know for how many years, kind of like our movie. I was talking about the movie earlier that we're going to be filming it this summer, but our kids workout video too. So, I'm really excited to talk to Mr. Alex. So we're going to have to say goodbye to you for now, Ms. Nikki, but we've got plenty
That's
of things
right.
to talk about next week, right, for Coffee Time
That's
with Ellen and Nikki. Yay!
Bye, guys. Take care and have
Bye,
fun.
Honey. Thank you
and
so
I
much for taking time
right
out to call in today. Yeah, we love you. Take care.
Bye-bye, guys. Love you guys, too.
Bye.
Bye.
So cute. I love her. She's adorable. All right, let's switch over and say hello. I'm so excited to talk to Mr. Alex. Hello.
Hello. Hey, how
Hi.
Are you?
Hi. Fantastic. How are you?
Pretty good. I actually just ending the day with camp because we have a camp going on in our facility.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So
tell the listeners who you are and what it is that you do, Alex. Let's start at the beginning.
Okay. Well, my name is Alex Duran. I served in the Marines. I actually served in Operation Enduring Freedom. Came back home and I saw that there was a huge need for role models because there's a huge lack of role models out in the world right now. Back in the day when I was younger, I actually had posters and images of people that I would emulate and I want to be like. And we don't have a lot of those today. Not too many of those guys out in the world or girls, you know, that we need to really look up to. And so to be a force for good is what I model everything we do. So we build the whole kid. But what we mean by we build the whole kid, we actually do fitness, nutrition, that's the foundation. And then we also build them through the why side. So it's called Fit Wise for Kids. So you get fit and then you get wise. So we have nutrition classes. We have dietitian on staff.
Good.
So we're doing a lot of hands-on working with food, teaching them how to do recipes, and they also learn how to save money because we also pay them to do the work. So they gain these bucks, they get to purchase things in-house at our facility. And so through that, we have a place, we have an event called Fun Food Fridays, and we're live on Facebook every Friday. And we come up with a new recipe. We have an actual cookbook, Fitwise for Kids cookbook. And in that, they get to cook it at home on the weekend. And then they post their pictures online, and they get to show what they made. And they get $100 from us here at Fitwise. So that's one of the initiatives we have out for the kids to learn how to cook and be able to learn how to do a recipe. A little further from that, as being a veteran myself, there's a competency level that a lot of children don't know what veterans are. So I go to schools and I've written 7 books, and one of the books that I've written, it's called Veterans, Our Honored U.S. Heroes. And 23 schools in Broward County have picked up the book. So we're actually getting out in a lot of schools for children to understand what a veteran is. So I'm the first veteran to actually write a children's veterans book. I did the research and I had it released last year, and it did very well. A lot of kids got to learn from what a veteran is.
Awesome, awesome. So how long have you been in the business doing all this stuff?
I've been about over 16 years We've been in Coral Springs for the majority of the time there. We have a program also that which I didn't mention was called the Bully Magnet. And, you know, I was bullied as a kid, and hence going to the Marine Corps, I was looking for power. I was looking to be stronger. I didn't want to be bullied anymore. And so what I go out and talk about is not so much the bully, because we understand that the bully is always going to be there if you're getting bullied. But why is it that you were chosen to have that bully? And so we talk about how are you being, and there's nothing wrong with the way you are, because I know that from myself. It's just I wasn't taught how to be. And so this is what we talk about. You know, how is it that I'm being, that I attracted that? And,
right.
And we go to schools. We actually talk about that. Yeah, we talk about how did you end up in the job in the future? Let's say McDonald's, we'll use that as an example. You end up working at McDonald's. There's nothing wrong with working at McDonald's if that was your plan. But if that wasn't your plan, it was because somebody hooked you. Somebody gave you a name, you know, and they actually labeled that name with you, and you carried that name and wore it like a badge and didn't know that you were wearing it all the time reactive to those words every single time. And then don't end up on your goals in life. You know, even you can transfer that to your boss. You can transfer that to your wife. You can transfer that to your husband. The type of people that you bring into your life, because that was never addressed.
It's true.
So it's a reoccurring.
Very true. I can already tell what inspired you, but tell us what inspired you into getting started into all of this.
Well, you know, again, I'll say I was bullied, and so I wanted to create a place where kids can call their own. They can be themselves. They can be short, skinny, you know, whatever the size they are. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters about that. What matters is you can get to be yourself. And in being yourself, you know, you shouldn't be made fun of. It should be just you, and that's okay. And that's why we created Fitwise for Kids.
Awesome. So now, I'm sure you must have a website. How can we get involved in your program?
So our location is a 501c3 nonprofit in Coral Springs. We help kids who can't afford it, and we're open to the public for anyone to come take advantage of the program. So we're open for everyone to come in. We take in volunteers, any volunteer teachers, veterans that want to come help. And we do a background check with that also. We want to make sure that we're going to have you around the kids. We're going to make sure that you're able to work with your children. So we do an interview process, whether you're volunteering or you're working here. So we want to make sure that the impact we're giving is a really good impact for every child that comes across our space.
That's fantastic. So what's your website, or how do we get to that?
So Fitwise for Kids. FITWIZE, Fitwise, the number 4, kids, KIDS.org. You can go on there. There's a volunteer form or an application form if you want to come participate in our programs. We have some really awesome programs. We get to test them to see how fast they are, overall balance, their strength. So we definitely do a lot with the children here, way more than I could imagine that a lot of places have put out, because it's all about programming. A lot of places don't have programming. And especially in the summertime, when you're having kids say, hey, I want to pick a summer program. Well, you know, you want them to have fun, but you also want them to learn stuff and have lifelong memories. And we get that, you know, running around in Wow Factory, you know, go run in Wow Factory, go to Butterfly World, any of those places are great. But the fact is that they're running wild around and not really learning anything. I mean, they're getting socialization with the children, obviously, yes, but there's so much to learn beyond school.
Of course.
And we teach that. We teach life skills here.
Cool.
You know, one of our weeks in camp alone, we have Chateau de Fitwise, and this turns into a restaurant. They get to learn etiquette, and they get to learn how to dress and what colors to wear. So it's a life skills.
That's awesome.
Program.
I love it. That's fantastic. Good for you. Very nice. I love this stuff. Yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
Well, if your child's being bullied or you don't know what to do with your child, definitely give us a call. We can definitely do a conference call, or we can give you some advice in terms of dealing with your child. It's not the same when a parent's dealing with their own child. They may feel helpless. They don't know what to do, or their child doesn't want to speak to them about it. We've had plenty of children that come through here, and we build their confidence. So definitely we're open. Our door is open to anyone who wants and needs help.
That's awesome. I'm really excited. I want to talk more to you. Definitely maybe even come up there, check out what you got going on in Coral Springs. Madeline's my reporter. She's my boss. She's 12 years old. You know, she'd be very excited to do an interview with you and help you promote this more, because this is great, great stuff. Really good
we're
stuff.
The best
I'm proud
secret.
Of you. Fantastic.
You
Congratulations.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work. And definitely I want to talk to you too, because like I said before, we've been, you know, working on a kids workout video, you know, and so we definitely want to hook up with you guys and talk more. I've been talking a lot to Miss Tina. She's a great lady. We're going to be handing out roses with them and stuff. So I'm sure we're going to get to meet you very soon.
They came here. They came.
Yeah,
with
I
the
heard.
Roses. They gave all the children roses. So it was very nice of them.
Yeah. How exciting. So yes, I'm definitely. I live in Florida too. So we'll be getting in touch with you, and hope to meet you very soon. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today.
Definitely. Thank you for having me. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Take care. God bless you. Bye now.
Bye.
All right. Wow. Now, that isn't awesome. I don't know what is. But anyways, this is the end of the show, Madeline. It's the end of the show. It's time to say goodnight. Matt, I know you've been busy talking to all your friends and having birthday fun and relaxing and recouping from your big birthday party. We were talking about your party, by the way. How are you? You look like your legs are about to fall off. Your knees? Oh, my goodness. She's 12 years old, and now her knees are going out. What's the matter, Grandma? You want to sit down on my lap, Grandma? You okay? It's time to say goodnight. There's a bye, Ethel. Goodnight, Ethel. Goodbye, everyone. What do you want to say to everybody for your birthday? All your stuff. Birthday videos. Yeah. Thank you. Right. Your episode of Madeline and Mommy Show turned out great. All the birthday videos sent out in by everybody. Super nice. Birthday party turned out great. Pictures, lasting impressions. She killed it, right? You had a great time. We went to Busch Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best birthday ever, almost.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
No, who are you seeing? Stop trying to make me stop talking.
I'm trying to clear the public Twitter. Show.
Woo! Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Bye.
Oh my gosh. Goodbye, everyone. This kid is so silly.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention, praises, and image. She prays to be guilty by the culture. There's a rose that's waiting for you in the dark.
speech.